This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
I do not understand the overwhelming negativity on social media and on the text line that Jack Caglione can't play after 40 games. Makes no sense to me. This is part of the reason I've been advocating so much for him getting called back up, because I kind of want him to just prove everyone wrong, because I think it's silly that people have buried him. Now let's get to the real part, which is what should the Royals do? Because in a lineup in which John Rave and Nick Lofton are still playing pretty regularly, I think there's room for Cags. But in a team that does not currently actively need a right fielder, because Yaz has been doing a pretty good job at that, and Frazier has been doing a good job since joining the team, I understand the difficulty of, do you call him up now? Do you just leave him in the minors until September 1st when you go expanded rosters and deal with it? Because the confidence thing, throw that argument out the damn window. That's done, Gold.
Yeah, I don't believe that's the issue right now for him. We all know he did struggle at the big league level, and I don't think 40 games should make or break anybody's career, unless there is something that they clearly think he has to work on that they believe he can only do at AAA level. Then it doesn't make any sense to me. But listening to what Q had to say, I'm going to play the bit of audio in a second from this weekend. It sounds like a team that is definitely in no rush to call him up. And it sounds like a team that, unless there's an injury, is going to wait till September 1st to make the move. This was Q, I think this was yesterday, if not Saturday.
He's going to continue to play there. You know, the team dynamic here has changed since he got hurt. You know, he's going to have to keep playing. And when something opens up, he's certainly in consideration to come back. Great. Yeah, he's been running the base as well. I think he's scheduled to play first base tonight. So just getting him exposed to the all game situations.
When something opens up, somebody's got to get hurt. Otherwise, I think they're going to wait till September 1st. It means he's going to be down there for another 10, 14 days.
I think what's happening here is pretty simple. I don't think that this is about the confidence Cags or any outside of this. I think what's happened is the team has gelled and they are very confident in what they are doing as an entire big league club. They like where Frazier fits. They like where Lofton fits. They like where Yaz fits. They understand their order and their manipulations. Like, I think they've gelled in a way, both from like a people standpoint and from a play standpoint, that they don't want to upset the apple cart and throw things off. I think when you're four games back, my biggest reason why I would call Cags up sooner is when you are four games back and you've made it hard for yourself to make a playoffs, the single best chance I think you have to do it is if Cags just gets up and gets hot. And if you just catch lightning in a bottle and he comes up and he starts putting the ball over the fence and you get that kind of bat in your order, I think making up the games becomes easier.
Yeah, look, you and I a couple weeks ago disagreed on this a little bit. In general, yeah, he should be called up. I said, I'm fine if he gets called up and he's not promised an everyday spot on the lineup. I'm fine with that. That too. Makes sense to me based on how Yastrzemski and some other guys have played at times. But with all respect to John Rave, it's not like John Rave's up here just killing it. It's like, oh my gosh, we can't keep him out of the lineup. Like, that to me is not happening. I agree with you on the chemistry of the team and the clubhouse. Clearly the vibes are very good right now. And that doesn't mean that Cags is not a good teammate at all. That's not what they're saying.
No, it just means like everything's fitting and the parts are working right now.
Exactly. Yes. But I don't think it makes sense to keep him down there until an injury happens. Now, fortunately, September 1st is not far away, so it's not that much big an issue.
I think it's going to be September 1st.
I kind of lean that. I mean, based on what Q said, he's got to earn a spot. A spot's got to open up.
Which
that's
means
injury, or I mean,
he can't just like hit like this and get the spot. He's saying somebody's got to get hurt or stop performing altogether.
My thing just is that, like, I don't even care about the AAA numbers that he's doing right now. Like, it's cool, but I know he can hit in AAA. I saw that plenty. Wow, he's 11 for 20 and hitting .550. Huh. When he was called up from AAA before, he was .319, 6 home runs, you know, whatever it was, right? Like, I don't know if our board's correct now. That might be a little outdated, but it was 12 games in AAA, .319, 6 homers, 10 RBI, 9 strikeouts. I know he can put up numbers in AAA. That's not the question. You know, it makes me think now more and more, if he was not hurt, would they actually have sent him down? I told you I didn't think they would, but now hearing the way they talk about it, do you think they would have sent him down? Or is it truly this, hey, Yastrzemski, Grichuk, it's just a good group right now. Vibes are good. They're playing better baseball. Basically, they don't want to screw it up.
Yeah, I think that's what it is. I think that the team and the players on the team are happy with the way things are going. And I bet the organization doesn't want to. They felt like they rushed Cag. They didn't rush. They put Cags into big leagues faster than they wanted to put Cags into big leagues. And this gives him an excuse to sit on it for a couple of weeks. I think that is a big part.
Unless they're worried that if he doesn't play every day in the big leagues, that's not good for him. That'd be the only argument I guess I could listen to. But otherwise, to me, I don't need him to play every day.
September 1st, he won't have any games to play in the minors.
Correct, which is why they might just be waiting till September 1st.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.